says the, has been nominated as the official board of campers first.
We welcome.
Shalise Jessen, our clerk auditor, and Christina Nielsen as our election official. And we welcome you both here today to give us a great update and wonderful results of the election that was held. The primary election, by the way.
Perfect. Thank you. So I'm really glad Christina is here and on board. I could not do elections, and I will say that a million times over, without her. I would literally quit my job if I had to, so I'm glad she's here. I told her I would not make her speak, so if you guys talk to her and ask her questions, I told her that's on you. I can't stop that.
Okay.
So this is the results for the presidential Democratic primary election that was held on March 5th. So I'll just go over the numbers that we have. We have 529 active Democratic voters in Duchesne County. There were 529 mail-in absentee ballots issued to voters. We had 13 move out of the county before the voter registration deadline, and that left us 516 active voters after that. There were 170 ballots returned, 156 ballots were counted, one provisional ballot, one ballot returned after March 15th, but postmarked before March 4th, so it was still countable. There were two ballots undeliverable, moved out of the county, seven ballots returned with no forwarding address, one temporary away, and one spoiled ballot. So that gave us a turnout of 30.6% for this election. So
very good.
Not too bad. And I do have the official results per precinct, if you'd like to look through them, just to see what number. I'll just pass that around if you want to look through it. It tells the number of voters throughout that precinct.
Can I ask a question about the spoiled ballot? I don't know what you can and can't say.
Yes,
what caused it to be spoiled?
Because the voter did not want the ballot.
Okay. It was just...
He came and he turned in his ballot and he said
Mr. Blank.
He did not want the vote. So he just...
Blank. I gotcha.
And Christina, I do want to give kudos to Christina. She has done an amazing cleanup job in VISTA, which is the voting program. She's gone through and made sure that we don't have, if people have moved out of our county, they're no longer in our county, so they won't receive a ballot. If they have duplicate names, she has done an amazing job with cleaning that up. So that number, the 17, was it 17 ballots returned?
Well, 11 actually went into this part.
So that is
amazing.
It is
so
amazing.
So just for the numbers, total we had 158 that were counted. 118 of those were for Joseph Biden Jr. Eight were for Gabrielle. How do you say the last name? I can't pronounce that last name.
Cornejo.
Thank you. 16 for Maria Williamson. One for Frank Lozada, and 13 for Dean Phillips.
Wow.
So.
And you had 200 votes.
Yes, 200 votes. And just so you guys are aware, we had our audit last, what day did we do the audit? Was it Monday or Tuesday? 14th. So last week we did the audit and everything turned out great. It's exactly what we're reporting today. There was a gentleman from the state, do you remember his name, that came out and observed? So we did have someone from the state that came out, and he actually does an audit report and reports back to the Lieutenant Governor's office. So he was present during that audit process, but yeah. Any other questions?
Is there any questions?
I can't think of any.
And it sounds like the ballots, you know, going to the cities went well again. There was no major problems there.
We didn't have any. There were quite a few calls from Republicans saying that they didn't get a ballot, so we just explained that process, and yeah, everything else is great.
Do we need a motion to approve
the
canvas?
The minutes right here.
With having said that, we do need a motion to approve the canvas and accept the results as submitted or as presented.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to accept the results as presented. And with, again, kudos and thanks to Clerk Auditor Jessen, and as well as Christina. And together, you know, everybody makes a great team and works really hard to provide a trustworthy and great outcome in Duchesne County. And we don't take it lightly because we know I know how much work it is. So thank you so much. And if there's nothing else, we will conclude the 2024 Board of Canvas. Again, just restating today, March 18th, 2024. It is. It will be 1:10 when we adjourn this meeting. Oh, yeah. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Thank you for that clarification. I guess I'm allowed to not call for one vote
a day. Yeah, one a day. We'll even give you two.
Just so that we're clear, what is there a motion to adjourn?
So I move we adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So do they have an independent?